Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, I'm grateful to see that Elizabeth Anglin has just called in, and I'll be with you in just a minute, Elizabeth. Let me let you folks know a little bit about her and get your pens and pieces of paper ready, because I'm going to give you her website, too. She gives amazing readings, and you're only going to get a snippet tonight. So please be sure to contact her for a full-length reading. You won't regret it. Elizabeth helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, and I've got a beloved pet going that I'm going to put in the hall. Come on, fella. Aren't you a good boy? Yes. Come on. You go out there. He gets a little bit jealous when I'm on the telephone, folks. So let me get back to telling you about Elizabeth. So she connects to family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body. This optimizes physical and emotional wellness, accelerates healing, and helps overcome grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often have remarked that sessions are so comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past 2.5 decades, Elizabeth has helped people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And to schedule a reading with Elizabeth and find out more about her, go to ElizabethAnglin.com. Elizabeth is spelled with a Z, and Anglin is A-N-G-L-I-N, ElizabethAnglin.com. And so let me connect with Elizabeth, and here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm throwing myself a poetry reading birthday party, and I forgot about our call. And so I was just really, I was a little late because I was really busy setting up the last of the food and the drink. And you know what? I have this, we used to have this poetry society in town, and I want to revive it for my birthday. Like, that's my birthday wish. We need poetry society again. And I don't know how many people will come, or if they're thinking like a poetry reading birthday party is like terrible. Oh my God, no.
I got everything done and here I am.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, right?
My birthday is tomorrow, and our old poet society used to have the readings on the full moon every month, and this is the day of the full moon, so I said, well, close enough. We'll
I knew it was coming. I saw it the other night, and I thought, is it full yet? Well, welcome. Happy birthday to you, and thank you for taking time out to speak with us tonight. I've got a lot of callers on the line who are anxious to talk to you, but first let's play catch up. Tell me what's been going on in your life.
You know, interesting. I don't know if we talked about our parents passing. My mother passed in 2015. She went very suddenly in January. Like, this was her Memorial Day. We had her memorial on this date in 2015, so 5 years ago. And
okay.
And then the next day, I was, and it was very sudden. She was in a crosswalk and she was hit by a vehicle, a very large vehicle.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, none of us were expecting it. But the interesting thing that happened was, you know, after the memorial, my birthday was the next day, and I had traveled to Michigan from Colorado by train to go to the memorial, and we, as a family, we created our own memorial and did the service, and which was really, really healing for us. It was, we all went through pictures and we thought about our memories and we thought about the songs we wanted to sing, and then we presented a service to all of her friends and the rest of the family. So it was the children, basically, her children. And it was lovely, and I'm tearing up. But as I was coming back, it was Wolf Moon, which is today is Wolf Moon. The next day I was on the train, it was my birthday. There was no birthday celebration. It was just, I got to go, you know, okay, this is over. It's time to go home now. So I got on the train in Ann Arbor, and you had to take one train to Chicago and then the other train to Colorado, and I had a room, so everything was cool. But as the train was in Michigan City, Indiana, I was looking out across the cityscape of Michigan City, Indiana, and the big parking lot off the main drag, you know, next to the train tracks where you put parking lots. And in the parking lot was a gigantic wolf, a very tall, leggy, perfect diamond-shaped face wolf. And I have biology in my background. My brother's a wildlife biologist. I lived up in, you know, the back country. And this wolf is looking straight at me, and as the train passes, the eyes follow to track me. And, yeah, and it's in a parking lot in Michigan City, Indiana, right? You don't
Amazing.
Even think that there would be such a thing that could even be possible, yet there it is. There's nothing else in that parking lot. It was, you know, early morning. There's nobody there. And I just got such a sense of you're on the right path. Like, you're okay. You're on the right path. And
yeah.
Affirmation. Which I think it was from my mother, but I had never really gotten that from my mother before, right?
Uh-huh.
But when she crossed to the other side, I think the whole thing about the wolf, because she knew how much I loved the wilderness, and I used to spend hours and hours and hours out hermiting in the wilderness. And when I was in Colorado, I was hermiting in the wilderness. You know, as a little kid, I did my own version of hermiting in the wilderness. So it was this affirmation that came in the form of a wolf being in a parking lot by the train tracks. Like, you're going home, and that's right. You're going back to the wilderness, and that's right. You belong there, and that's right. So I guess my little story is really about when people pass, sometimes you will have visitations by an animal or a bird. And I have known from my friends who have passed that they have come, they've been able to overlay on my cat. Like, I have one friend named Dave who is able to overlay on my cat, Oreo. So, you know, look, when somebody passes, look around for what's around you. And it's not to be superstitious, but if something really marked happens, like a wolf in a parking lot in a city, on Wolf Moon, you know, pay attention to that and be present with it. If you have a loved one who's passed, be present with what's around you.
That's a great message. That's a great message. Our mothers passed about a year apart. Mine passed in 2016, and it's interesting that we're talking tonight, that I'm talking with a talented medium like yourself, because I've received a reading from another guest on my show tonight, gratis, and she brought my mother in without any prompting, and it was an amazing reading. So I was kind of tearing up when you were talking about your mother connection. I was feeling that with mine, too.
Yeah, I think there's mother energy around us tonight. Not that I necessarily want to do mediumship, but it is, you know, it's Memorial Day. It was the Memorial Day of my mother. I know your mother had passed too, and so anyway, and things otherwise have been good. I've been doing a lot of art and music, and the shop here has been picking up slowly and steadily. We have a little metaphysical shop in the town of Madrid, New Mexico, or Madrid, as we like to call it. So it's just kind of, all right, everything's okay. Doing a lot of healing with Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, and doing some more work with timelines, changing timelines. Being
cool.
Very conscious about what people are choosing and deciding whether or not they want to change it. You know, removing blocks and resistances and dissolving energies that don't serve, so they can change, so they can work on their own timeline. So it's kind of, you know, it's as they do more healing and remove more blocks and clear more energetic blocks and disturbances, and it becomes, okay, well, we cleared that. Now what do you want to play with? You know, if you can
so
do anything.
So these are things that people, I'm sorry for interrupting. These are things people can do with you too then.
Yeah, anybody who wants to call me and try it out, feel free. I've been basically just trying it on my friends and people who have been long-term clients. But if something does occur to me or if spirit tells me to do it, I'll absolutely do the work. It's just, you know, everything is a progression. You start one place and for me, I guess maybe it's the way I've kind of said it. Well, I'll start with this and I'll master that, and then I'll go to this and then I'll master that, and so on and so forth. So the next thing is working on removing, you know, we've been removing energetic blocks, resistances, things that make you ill, things that make you feel sick, and then really willfully choosing what is it that you want to do, be, and have here. What is it that you actually want to accomplish? And
now that
the energy has been, moved and shifted, what are you going to create? So, it may come from being in an artist colony. It's like we write music, we write poetry, we make paintings, we do pottery, you know. So the whole thing, the whole experience of life can be creative if you choose to allow it to be.
Absolutely. So. No question. Well, we are getting more and more callers, and if you're okay with going to the phone lines, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
I just want to let folks know, whether I've talked to you or not, if I've talked to you, you will get a chance to talk to Elizabeth. Some of the others I may be able to get to, but we have way more callers than Elizabeth is going to be able to handle tonight. You're going to get very brief readings, and I'll try to get to as many of you as I can. But the moral of the story is call in early, and you can call in as early as 15 minutes before the show. If you do that, you're more likely to get a reading. But keep the faith and hang in there and listen to the readings. Whether or not you get to talk to Elizabeth, you can always draw from other people's readings too. So the first caller is Laura, and Laura, you're live.
Hi, Elizabeth. Happy birthday, a day early.
Thank you, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. You sound so much like somebody else I know. I'm like, is this really Laura? Or
uh-huh.
Are you giving me your real name? Oh, I'm a psychic. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, how can I help you?
I just want to know if you can connect with a loved one or someone in spirit.
I'm not sure that I can do that very quickly because of the process. Do you have a first name? And I'll see if it's at all possible. But I really don't. That takes a lot of energy, and usually we need an appointment to make, you know, because we have adjustments to be made with my energy field and yours. But
okay.
We can see.
Don't worry about this.
Yeah, give me their first name. Let me see what happens. And because I'm going to have to do the quick and dirty version. So, first name.
George or Shirley.
Okay, hold on. I hear Shirley laughing, and then I'm seeing what looks like a circle, where it's like a counterclockwise circle, and George is moving over the top, and they're like circling around each other. And Shirley's colors are red and orange, and George are more cooler colors, like blue and white. And just seems like Shirley's a little more mirthful about this whole thing. Somebody had, I guess when they passed, there was some nausea involved. I can't tell which one it is because you ask for them both, and so I've got them encircling each other.
Might be my dad. Yeah.
Was that George? Or is it? Yeah.
George.
So that I'm just getting the feeling that there was nausea involved in the passing. Your mom is like flame. Like she's like candlelights dancing in her eyes. If that's your mom, if Shirley is your mom or whoever Shirley is, she's like flame. So there's a lot of warmth and light and, you know, laughter. But like when I see her eyes, it's like candle, like flame dancing in her eyes, but not bad flame. It's not burning flame. It's the flame that makes you warm. So let's see. That's what I have. Did you want to ask them anything?
I would just like to know what's in store for me about making a move and maybe something around career. See if they know anything about what's coming up.
They said that's for your guy. Your mom is like, that's for your guy. But your mom says you generally know what you're doing. Like you've stayed pretty much within the realm of your like your skill set. It's like she's showing me a river. Like you have a particular flowing skill set, and you've stayed within that skill set, and you're going to continue to stay within that skill set. So I don't know if you think you're making a radical change, but she's basically like, you know who you are, you know what to do, you know, have at it.
Is there anything if she wants to tell me though, you know, or my dad, do they have a message that they want to impart to me?
Who's the dog?
Dad had a dog when he was a child.
Okay. There's something about the dog, and then so I'm seeing the dog. He's pointing at the dog, and then he's just saying, "Trust yourself." It's like when dogs are puppies, they just sort of leap around, and until they land in the right spot, but they do trust themselves that they will. Like they have four. They have four paws and four legs, right? So they're very balanced. So they can kind of make leaps, and they can do some real crazy stuff. It's crazy-looking stuff, but they know they're going to land on all four feet or they're going to land someplace comfortable, and then they're going to sack out, and they're not going to be worried about it. So his is like, you know, it's kind of like if I pulled the fool card. It's be the fool. Be the puppy. Go out there and you know, play with it and have fun. And if you do bounce around a little bit before you land in the most comfortable spot, he's all right with that. He doesn't have a problem with that. But it doesn't look like months and months and months of it. It just looks like, yeah, you're going to, you know, go out and go joyfully forward and play with the situation. Don't be like, oh, I was dumb. They're both saying that, you know, you're second-guessing yourself because you're not aware that you are as good as you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, my friend was just telling me that same exact thing today, actually.
Yeah, so your friend was channeling them today. Yeah, you aren't as good.
Yeah.
You aren't aware that you are as good as you are and that you are as capable and as needed and as necessary to wherever you're going as you are. So continue. I just go forward.
And we're going to need to leave it there, Laura.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you for calling, Laura. Okay,
God
bless
you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
You too.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Elizabeth, what is your preference for people when they talk to you? Do you have one?
Well, keep it brief. If you want to know something about your life, please don't ask for a family member in spirit, because they don't. Your guides are the ones who are keeping your Akashic record information.
Right.
Like they're aware of your Akashic records. They're aware of what you're doing. If you really need to speak with a loved one, I really prefer, unless the loved one just comes through and is like, "Hi, here I am," that you make an appointment for that, because your people, unless you're talking to a lot of mediums, your people have probably not connected with a medium before, and they've never connected with me. Guides have a little bit more facility with connecting energetically to an intuitive mind, and so it's an easier connection. So for a radio show, please, could we do that just to make it easier to get
absolutely.
Everybody in?
Absolutely. Yeah. So just allow a message from spirit to come through, folks. And if you do have a question, only one, please. And Sandy is our next caller. And Sandy, you are live.
Hi, Elizabeth. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sandy. How are you?
Okay. Just I've got too much legal things going on.
Okay, so what's your most important question?
I've got two legal things in that are just coming to a head or whatever, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, give me one of them and tell me, give me something that I can identify it by.
One of them is my husband's disability. They're trying to cut him off.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be scary for another 3 to 6 months, but you have all your paperwork. He went to a doctor, etc., and he was okay to begin with, and he would still be okay now. Have you been back to a doctor? I mean, come on, you got to think about it rationally. You have a doctor to say he's okay and he should be on disability.
Yeah,
well,
I have four doctors saying that, but we have a disability company that is bad news.
Yeah, doesn't matter. You can always appeal it. You've got four doctors. So
yeah.
They're going to harass you, and be careful. You know, a disability company, I'm not sure aware of that part, but they're going to harass you, but they can't really do it. You've got what you need to have. So it's just going to be uncomfortable for
okay.
the next bit of time. Next 3 to 6 months, it'll be uncomfortable. But then it'll just go, like, it'll go away, and that'll be a good thing. It's like, yeah, go away. You're barking up the wrong tree here. Stop it. So,
okay. And then the other legal thing is I'm trying to finish my trust up, and my brother's giving me trouble.
That's a more complicated thing, and I've got time for one question.
Yeah,
just
one, Sandy.
Yeah
but thank you so much for calling, Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Good luck.
All right.
And just,
okay. Yes,
just take a chill. You know, drink
you.
Some tea when they call you. You know, take deep breaths, meditate when they call you, because it's more about just getting through the harassment.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good night, Sandy. Okay. Yeah, keep that in mind. Just one concern, if you have a concern. I encourage you to just get a message from Spirit if you so choose. And Keisha is next. And Keisha, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Keisha. How can I help you this evening?
Can I get a message from Spirit?
Okay, hold on. Well, I like actual questions, so if you have one, I know David said just get a message from Spirit, but what's your question?
Okay, all right, I want to actually, I don't know. What does Spirit think about this opportunity I'm about to go into? I don't know. I don't know about this job thing.
What's it called?
Getting a job seems not to be working for me. Me and people don't work. So I got another opportunity, I'm thinking.
What's the job called?
I don't
called?
Know if that's going to work out.
What
is
stop.
Insurance? It's selling insurance.
Selling insurance? Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
And it's this, think about the name of that particular company. You don't have to give it over the air.
Okay.
You and people don't work out. You're funny. You're so hilarious. Okay.
No, people in the workplace, like for me, I am a people person, but people,
yeah.
I don't know, I tick people off, like people who get to know me. They get too close to me or something. They just, I don't know, they go crazy.
You're good. You know what? You are really a good people person, and you're very, very funny. You actually... So the message from Spirit about this whole thing, like you come at the crux of the problem, which is a belief system that people get ticked off at you, but literally you're hilarious. Like, I would love to work with you any day of the week. I would be laughing hysterically about everything. But I do sense that you're supposed to have your own business someday. So the message from Spirit is to, and part of it is you're a high performer, aren't you? Like with people who are customers, you're a high performer.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I have a lot of numbers. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's the jealousy of you being a high performer. And actually, they just came out with a study, and this is what Spirit is telling me. You're a high performer, and you're supposed to move into your own, having your own business, because you can actually perform your way into having staff, and then, you know, you don't have to care what the staff mm-hmm. think. Right? You train your staff and then you go. But like Norman Vincent Peale, you need to read like all of the stuff that entrepreneurs read, like Tony Robbins, Norman Vincent Peale, Think and Grow Rich, all of that stuff, because you're meant to have your own business, because you can go out and sell your business. And
mm-hmm.
you literally don't get along with people because they're jealous because you're a high performer. But that's like people who aren't high performers don't like you. People who have to deal with you in terms of just doing the job, they love you. So
anything
that you can do that's on, like if you're selling insurance, is you selling insurance as you out of your house or going out and meeting people at their place of business, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the guy who sold, and then think about how you can get your own franchise doing something similar, where you're in a people business, but you're supposed to have your own business eventually. That is your message from Spirit. So stop telling yourself you're bad with people. You're bad with coworkers who are jealous of your performance level. That's it.
Exactly.
They're bad with you. And it's not even your fault. It's just the way people are. So,
yeah,
go for it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Thanks, Keisha.
You.
God bless
Bye.
You.
Uh-huh.
Bye. All right, sorry to cut you off there, but thank you so much for calling in. And Martha is next. And Martha, you are live.
Hi. I was just wondering about my what you thought about my ex-boyfriend's health.
You want to spy on your ex-boyfriend on the air? Oh, my God.
I know. It was a recent breakup.
Okay, what's his first name so I can check on him? Hold on.
Joel.
Give me your name. What is it?
My name is Martha. No, my name is Martha. His name is Joel. J-O-E-L.
Okay. Say it again.
Joel. J-O-E-L.
Joel. Joel. Okay. Hold on. No, it's making me cough to connect with him. Hold on. Which thing about his health? Are you worried about, like, short-term, the sore throat, laryngitis, or are you worried about the long-term, how he's abusing his body?
I just keep hearing new things that keep coming up. He was just in the hospital. I was just wondering if any of, like, what is the problem?
Oh, you know, that he's in the hospital? Yeah.
No, he was in the hospital on Sunday, I think.
Yeah. I've got really bad upper respiratory, but I'm not sure if he's also got stuff around his liver and pancreas. And I'm not sure if he was drinking. It seems like at some point, if not now, he was abusing his body in some way. And that's come home to roost. He wasn't doing what he should have been doing. So, but I also have on top of that, like, upper respiratory cough and and laryngitis and things. So it's a combination of things. That's how it's looking to me. It could be, you know, where it's hurting, it's in between liver and kidney. So maybe he's also just in general hasn't been taking care of his entire body. So, yeah, now I've got kidney kicking. So, like, point at your left side, belly and your solar plexus. I've got a pain there, and then I've got a pain back in the kidney, and then I've got heaviness in the liver. So there's something else going on there as well. But, again, it's his business. So if you want to send him flowers and a card, do it. If you don't. It's his business. Okay.
Oh, well, he told me he may have colon cancer, so.
I'm not getting that. Ulcers. Yeah. But again, you know, it's his business. And he does have something going on. If you just wanted to confirm that he has something going on, he does. So go ahead and, you know, don't dispute that he's got something going on. He does.
Well, I don't think I understand he does. I was just wondering if you...
I'm not getting anything like that. How old is he?
What about him? He's a war veteran, so I was wondering about his mental health.
Oh, I don't even think you've already asked a question, and I don't think any war veteran we need to get into that.
I don't think you're a real psychic.
Oh,
okay,
well,
Martha.
Bye, Martha. See you later.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Okay. Oh, sorry about that. The one request
I would
make.
Well, here's the thing. Please don't call me to spy on people. If you want to go talk to them and ask them what's going on, that's great. But otherwise, I don't even need to be here because you have
right.
a mouth. You have email. You probably have a cell phone, and this is not even worth my time to do. And I don't appreciate being asked to spy on somebody else, especially not for health issues. Go ask
right.
them. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. That was an abusive caller, and I apologize for that. I didn't pick up on anything like that when I talked to her. So please be respectful. You know, Elizabeth is a professional. She's a consummate professional. And whenever you approach somebody like that, respect is requested and expected. And if you talk to her, please don't talk to her on speakerphone. It distorts the voice. And Elizabeth, do you want to talk for a few minutes before we take another caller?
Yeah, I want to talk about this last call a little bit more. So what I was picking
sure.
up on is this is a person who has had various substance abuse issues throughout their life and hasn't taken care of themselves. She's talking about being a war veteran. If you know any war veterans or have been a war veteran yourself, do you want somebody splashing about your business with your PTSD? I don't think so, right? And
right.
I'm like pretty incensed that this person would call me and ask me to do that because there's
yeah.
obvious things that follow. In terms of diagnosis, if you're medically intuitive, we can't diagnose or prescribe. We can tell you how a body is feeling. If somebody is heavily medicated and we're not getting a visual, we're not going to feel it. I'm a very somatic medical intuitive. I feel things. So if there's any questions about that, hey, I told her where I was feeling it, and I told her what
yep.
I was getting, which is he had abused his body. If she
yes.
doesn't believe he's abused his body, I'm sorry. I don't know a war veteran who hasn't. So, you know, here.
Right. Right.
Sorry.
Right.
I have PTSD. I live in a town full of people with PTSD. And I'll tell you what, that's very insensitive all the way around to, you know, to want this kind of information. Just go ask the person. And if they're not telling
yeah.
you, maybe they have a reason not to tell you. Because
yeah.
you're not really doing it because you care about them.
Right. I relate. I've got PTSD too. No fun.
Yeah.
No fun.
It's
yeah.
no fun. How many of us with PTSD at one point or another or still are self-medicating? And what is that doing to us? Well, if you can't be understanding about that and not make it about you, I don't understand. You know,
That's right.
A hard road. So,
it is.
You know, part of my gifts come out of having PTSD. So, you know, I basically had to go into a lot of therapy so that I didn't become a drug addict or a drunk when I was young in my 20s because of the things that I went through. So, and in the process of that, I found all these other alternative things to do in order to deal with PTSD, and that increased my intuition. So, you know, let's not be petty people. Let's really respect people's paths through life and respect what they've been through, and not be spying on each other for reasons that are whatever they are to you. And especially not somebody who's a veteran, and especially not somebody who's been through that. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's not. And, you know, the thing is, being an intuitive is no walk in the park either. And, you know, it's a gift. And some people, we all have intuition, and we all use it to greater or lesser extents. But when somebody like Elizabeth puts herself out there, you know, she's making herself vulnerable when she shares her gifts with you, and so it really is important to honor that and be respectful, and so that's my piece. Anything else you want to say, Elizabeth?
Hey, I'm very direct and I'm very blunt. Like I said to her at the beginning, and maybe that upset her, you know, you want to spy on somebody else. If you're trying to figure out a decision that you need to make in regards to a relationship and that has to do with you, I'm okay with sharing a little bit of information. But if you can pick up a phone and make a phone call or call a family member, then by all means do it. Right?
Absolutely.
So I'm here to help you figure, you know, look at your energy and how that works with the other person. I don't consider what I do as spying on people. It's how does your energy work with the other person? And I feel really strongly about that.
Yeah. So keep the focus on yourself, folks. Ready for another call?
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see if we can do better this time. Well, if you need to, honey, do that.
Okay.
This is Terry, and Terry, you are live.
Hello, guys. Happy New Year, and how are you?
Good. Hi,
Happy
Terry.
New
how
Year.
Are you?
Not bad at all.
Good.
So I have a question. Okay, so I'm going to be moving hopefully by summer. And I would love to get a dog. And I would like to know, what dog do you recommend?
Oh, interesting. I'm seeing a curly-haired dog. And I can't tell if it's a type of standard poodle or if the curly hair has to do with how it's hypoallergenic. I'm thinking it's one of the ones that is less allergenic because of the type of hair that it has. Like there's a type, and you'll have to look that up, but it's one of the curly-haired ones. Now, it's reminding me of a standard poodle. It's reminding me of a Wheaton, but it could be any of the ones that has that lighter-colored curly hair. And are you thinking you might move sooner later rather than later?
Actually, I may. I mean, I said June just to give myself some cushion time, but I might leave before then, though.
I'm thinking you're going to be leaving before then, so we've got some time. And who is that?
That's
is
Shadow.
That
he's at my end.
Okay. All right. So did you have in mind a kind of dog that you wanted to get, or were you just trying to get a picture?
I was just trying to get a picture. I did, because I'm intuitive myself. I did pick up a curly-haired dog. One day I passed a puppy dog shop, and there was a dog. And as soon as he looked at me, he just walked toward me. And I said to myself, I would love a dog just like him. And he definitely had curly hair.
Curly hair. Okay. Well, that's what I'm seeing is curly-haired dog. So standard poodle, Wheaton, he kind of reminds me of a standard poodle, but again, it could be some mix. It could be something with that kind of dog in it, but it's definitely curly hair, and it looks like the lighter colored curly hair.
Yes.
Yeah. So good luck. Yay, dogs. Dogs are great.
Okay.
Okay.
Terry, thanks. Thanks for your joyful spirit.
So
it's a pleasure.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, good night, honey. Okay. All right, Rose is next. And Rose, you are live.
Hello, how are you both doing this evening?
Good. How are you doing, Rose?
I'm doing fine. Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And
how can I help?
I was going to give you a little advice. I would have never gave that other caller that much airtime, but I understand you were trying to make a point. She sounded very young and immature. So
I probably should have said, no, I'm not going to spy on somebody. Can't you call him up and find out what's going
on?
Yeah,
yeah. You probably knew that from the beginning, but you wanted to help her. But, a lot of people would not, a lot of psychics would not do that, you know, because it's just not really right. You know, you're just supposed to be helping the person that's calling, you know.
Yeah.
I understand what you were saying. I wouldn't even give her the time of day. And that was very rude. But I want to say that you have a very cool birthday because tomorrow is 1-1-1. So I thought that was cool that you had that birthday.
Yeah.
And I was just wanting to know a little bit. I was going to I'm looking for a part-time job. And do you see me getting one soon and in the field that I'm looking in?
What field are you looking in?
Legal.
You know,
you promised me a lot of things.
Your energy is more towards healing, like in whatever you do. So if you are going to do healing, if you are going to do legal, you want to go towards something that would heal a situation for somebody, or where healing is necessary. So it could be, like, for example, we were banding about when my mother died, suing the town because they hadn't fixed the crosswalk she was in and two other people had died there. And that could have been seen as a healing and a protection. So that to go about it through the healing, through the legal system. We didn't end up doing that, but again, we ran out of time. But anything where it could even be legal, the things where people really need legal, like prepaid legal or even legal support, legal aid. But if there's something about it that is helpful in healing, then then absolutely, because it will be in line with your energy structure. If it's just legal for the extent of, well, we've got to do this contract, or well, we've got to we want to make this money, then no. But like, so you could go in a corporate legal for a medical company or legal for it. But mainly I see you working with people and your energy is very healing. And so that's going to go along with your life plan, is to be somebody, you're doing legal, but it's very healing to talk to you.
Right.
So
do you think that would be a good field for me? I mean, I do a lot of work in the community, so you probably see that.
It's the the community legal aid is where I would see you really fitting in, as like intake, or you're doing a legal aid kind of thing where you interview people and it's healing just to be able to tell the story to you.
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to do that kind of work, so that's kind of funny. I used to work for a nonprofit, and I was a paralegal, and I used to help people like that. So maybe,
I could see that will go along, like that type of energy will go along with you getting a job quickly and easily, because it goes along with your life path. That you give people an opportunity to heal through telling their story.
Right.
And and that gives them more resolve. Whether or not you're whoever it is wins the case, you give them some resolve. They come in crisis and they leave more resolved after speaking with
right.
you. So
yeah, that definitely sounds like I always want a job that has meaning, not just a paycheck or just for money. So I always knew that. Yeah.
And two to three months, if you look toward that, like start networking toward that, is what you're doing in legal. Sure, you can try to do like the higher paying. Well, it's just business legal, but you eventually will get kicked out of it because your path is the healing path. And so
right.
you'd end up back looking for another job because it wouldn't it the vibration
it doesn't
wouldn't
align match. Right yeah,
yeah
it doesn't align,
doesn't align.
Yeah that's for sure
so.
All right, well thank you very much and have a nice birthday, and I was listening to your story about your mom, so I feel for you, so and thank you
thanks.
Do a great job and you are a good psychic.
Thank you, and you made me.
Amen.
You just healed me by talking to me, so thank you.
Amen. Yes,
that.
Rose, you have some very healing words.
Yes,
God bless,
yes.
Rose.
All right, God
thank
bless
you, Rose.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay, we have another buoyant spirit here, and her name is Connie. Let me bring her live. Connie, you're live.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Connie.
Hello there.
What's your question?
I've just been watching the sun go down. I'm out here in the west. It's really beautiful. That it's blue, just really, really blue. Dark blue, really dark blue, light blue. That as the sun just set, it's really beautiful.
What's on your mind, Connie?
I have intuition as well. I'm not really sure what to do with it sometimes. And I don't really have a question.
Okay.
I'm just going to say hi.
Hi. All right. Well, Connie, can I ask you a question? Do you know what you're doing with your life? Are you happy in your life with what you're doing?
I'm really happy in my life.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing here in this life. Except for, just be nice to people, be as kind as I can. Be like Christ-like.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I would just say you're doing all right. You don't need to go work with your intuition. If you're just working on being a light in the world and that's working for you, that's okay. Intuition will come when it's necessary, when you're being a light to people, because that's what it is. It's part of the light. So, you're okay. You remind me of, I have a good friend here who, she cleans my house, and we end up just chatting while she cleans the house, and she is like you, like she's just trying to be like the light of Christ, and it's just such a healing experience while she comes and cleans the house, and we talk and talk and talk and talk, I see you as that, like you just keep doing your thing. Your intuition will come when it's necessary, and it'll be pure because it's coming from the love of your heart. And other than that, don't try to do it for money if you don't have to. Just do it for
no.
Do it the way that you do it, because you'll end up being sent to the right place at the right time to talk to the person in the right way that they need to hear whatever it is that you have to say. So
okay,
yeah. Thank you for calling.
I'm sure you're a blessing to your. To your housekeeper friend.
We're blessing to each other, but she's not an intuitive. She's not working as an intuitive. She's working as a housekeeper. So keep that in mind. She's you could be a blessing doing anything that you do. So
can I still say happy holidays?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays.
I don't want it to pass.
It's a wonderful
it's
time of year, isn't it?
Passing slow for me.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's passing slow here.
I have my Christmas lights up.
Thank you for calling, Connie.
Thank you.
It's good to talk to you. Okay. God bless, honey. All right. We're going to go to a couple of area codes, and then we're going to call it a night. Elizabeth, we're going to go to area code 347. And what is your first name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Happy New Year. Thank you for happy birthday. What can I look at for you?
Employment. I want to know, when am I going to start working?
Okay.
And if you have any other details, you can let me know as well.
All right. Well, I'm getting a 3, and I'm thinking it's 3 weeks, but it could be, it's more 3 weeks. It's like beginning of February. What have you been looking at?
Well, I was supposed to start I had got a job offer the end of December, but there seems to be an issue with something with your insurance and the background check and all this other stuff. So I don't know if I'm even going to start that position or if I'm just going to get something else.
I think you'll probably, if you don't have an interview lined up like this coming week, you probably already have the one that has the background check and the insurance. Is your thing medical? What is it?
No, it's legal. Like, it's legal employment. But no, it's
legal.
Like when you work with different law firms, they want you to give them like a list of the other cases you worked on. But I don't have I don't have the list of the last project I worked on. So it's like it seems to be like their insurance, something with the insurance company does it, something or whatever. But anyway, it's been like
Well, you're gonna.
Yeah.
So I get that. See what you can do. It's interesting they want to list. See what you can do to rectify that. I mean, but if you can't, I do think you're going to be working by the beginning of February. Just keep looking, and that may come through anyway. You're right on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
The question, the energy of the question ends on February 1st, so you should be working by February 1st, which is about 3 weeks.
Okay, because I don't care if it's there or not. It doesn't have to be there. I can work somewhere else.
Right, you can work somewhere else where they don't have it, but make sure that you're still lining yourself up for interviews while you're waiting for this other one. Just
okay.
So you don't just lay back and say, she told me it'd be 3 weeks, and then I didn't do anything, and then nothing happened. And it's like, well, do what you would have did if you didn't talk to me. Say how, and just ask the universe, how come this works out so quickly and easily? Because it's going to seem like it's really quick once you get through this little lag. It's going to be like, bam, I'm working.
So to attract the job, say, universe, how come I'm attracting this job so easily?
Yeah, how come I get my next wonderful job so quickly and easily? Yeah, how come
And just
repeat that to yourself, and don't even try to answer it yourself, but do go about doing your due diligence about what you need to do while you're waiting for this other thing. But
Thank you for that tip. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you for
Thanks.
Calling,
Thanks.
Katie.
Thank you both.
All
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Yes, you're welcome. And I love what you were saying to Katie about asking how come it's happening so quickly and easily. That's something that we all can do with regards to anything that we hope to manifest, isn't it?
Yeah, everybody can do that. It's called affirmation instead of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
When you just ask
I know you're
the universe,
big on that.
I'm big on the affirmations because a lot of getting from point A to point B for me has been, okay, I am now out here without a net. How come this thing that I need comes so quickly and easily? And usually within a week or two, whatever it is will come, gangbusters through the door. So if you can do that, repeat it, sing what you want, and then ask why it comes about so quickly and easily. But do your due diligence, man. This is not, you know, spirit is not a magic genie. You still have to go out and put your boots on and go walk down the street and get the interview and, you know, make the connections. So it's a combination of working with spirit and being open to the energy moving in your direction, but also doing the groundwork to have the energy be able to move in your direction. So there's no magic cookie that you eat.
Well, it reminds me of the old saying, God helps those who help themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. God helps.
We're
going to
take one more caller, and that, you know, I thank everybody who's called in. Just keep in mind that Elizabeth welcomes new clients, and you can reach her if you haven't already heard of her website. It's elizabethanglin.com. Elizabeth is spelled with a Z, and Anglin is A-N-G-L-I-N. You ready for the last call?
Sure.
Okay, area code 954. What is your first name, please?
Well, thank you, David. This is Mary. I was hoping I wouldn't be too late. My clock was off tonight. And I
you made
to
it, Mary.
I'm
it
good.
Was meant to happen.
Very happy birthday to Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And my question is, I've been scouting around and had several places in mind to move since June. And right now things are a little up in the air regarding those places. I'm wondering if you see me going in that direction or another, or what you pick up.
Just give me your geographic general location. Like, where are you
South
right
Florida.
Now?
Yeah, South
what,
Florida.
South Florida. Are you staying in South Florida, or are you trying to move out of Florida?
No, I live in South Florida, and I've been looking at a new place that is within a very close proximity. Kind of
Is it on the third or fourth floor of a building?
No, it has to be on the ground floor.
It has to be on the ground floor?
So it has
okay.
to be on the ground floor.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I don't think... Oh, that's really unusual. Okay. The place that you're looking at, do you want to just give me a street address and I can tell you? Because I'm just seeing something very unusual.
Let me just think for a second. I don't have the exact street address, but the name of the complex starts with an S.
Okay, thank you. It's not the one.
Okay.
That's not your one. How much time do you have? Do you have 6 or 7 or 8 months before you have to go, or do you have to go sooner?
Yeah, there's no urgency except for the fact that my rent is like above my means because of the utilities and everything, putting me really in a stressful situation. And I thought perhaps
I'm getting that you'll be able to move this year, not as soon as you want to. It's almost like you put energy into moving in the next month or two, and so don't not put energy into looking, and then that energy booms back around by July and August, and then you find the perfect thing.
Will it be kind of in the same location, because I'm looking to stay within the same area because of convenience and so forth.
Yeah, it'll be the perfect thing. But put energy out into looking. Don't not do that, because it's the energy that you put out as you get into July and August. That energy comes back around to you. It's almost as if a place that you've looked then gets an opening for the perfect thing, and you are on their list.
In the same place?
Not the S.
Not the S,
but any place that you look. You know, if they have a list, because if you're looking for ground floor, like you may go look at a place right now that's on the third floor, because I'm being told to tell you to go look at a place that's on the third floor. And they may say, it's on the third floor. Well, then say, okay, if you get anything on the ground floor, can you call me? I want to be on a waiting list.
Yeah, because I'm pretty much, you know, set that I want to be on a ground floor for physical reasons. And I want to stay just a little beyond, under what I'm paying now, and still have some living space so I don't have to get rid of everything. So
right.
It's a little complicated, but right now the rents are high.
So even if you're going to look at a place that you know you're not going to take, go look at it so you can get on their list.
Okay.
For when a ground floor comes up. That's what I'm
looking at, not to
keep looking
stop.
Right now, and then you know, when you've covered everything, this is a good time to look. It doesn't mean you're going to find it right now, but when you've covered everything that you want to cover in your area, sit back and wait, and then, you know, if you're not hearing anything coming back to you when they have other openings, then go look again in the June, July, August. But it's sort of like you're doing energy out right now, take a break. And then
Not feeling like that was a good.
No, place. They said no. Your guides just said no, not it.
Okay.
But you can try it.
New place, but small.
Yeah, and it's not a good fit. You'd lose some of your stuff then, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I would have to downsize quite a bit.
Yeah. So
that's what.
Well, Mary, best wishes to you, honey.
Thank you
very we've
much.
Come to the end of the hour. I'm glad we got to you.
Woo, so am I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to watch this clock because it's always off of me.
That's all right. Okay, well, many blessings to you, Mary.
Thank you.
I'm visualizing the perfect place coming to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
I could use it. Okay, thanks so much.
Take good care. God bless. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry for the little snafu that we had along the way, but
that's okay.
I wish
you know, everybody who knows will not call me for that kind of question. You know?
That,
like, don't
there
call
you
me
go.
For that.
And I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and I wish that this will be the best year of your life.
You as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, David, so much for your beautiful soul and how much you share it with everyone.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'll talk to you soon. I'd like to line you up for the summer or earlier. So, folks, God bless everybody. Please know that we're on every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and I do a Healing Circle show on Sunday nights. And that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I do it with Kat Edwards from Australia. It's a topical discussion. It's like a talk show format, but everybody gets to participate. And we have one or two topics each week that we discuss. So please feel free to call into that show, too. Same call-in number. Elizabeth, good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And if you're dreaming, Connie, about a phone call from me, you're going to get one in just a minute. Okay, good night, everybody. God bless.